Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, you are about to get married and you're very excited, and your future husband doesn't really seem to have any opinions about anything, really, except he has decided that he does not want one person out of your entire office to be invited to your wedding. And this is because there's like, I want to say like five or six of you at the office, and you're all very close, and like you do a lot of like activities outside of the office together. Like you throw a lot of parties together. Like you're all invited to everybody's stuff. But you're, and like you're part of the group, but your husband or your future husband is like not really. Like he shows up sometimes for group stuff, but like he's not part of the friend group. Like you are the friend group, and then he's like outside of it. And basically it all comes from like your fiance was like in a little bit of a tight spot money wise. And so like when he proposed to you, he proposed to you with like a fake diamond ring. Like it's like a menzoite or something. And like, you don't care. Cause like you, that just, it doesn't matter to you. And for all of your friends, it doesn't really matter, except they do kind of talk shit about you behind your back about it. And this one person, like, it's weird because like everyone was talking shit about it, but for some reason he has decided that this one person who, yes, was talking shit about it is the one that's going to like take all the blame and is not allowed to be invited to the wedding. And he will not budge on it. And all of your friends are like, I can't believe you're doing this. You are being so mean to this one person and who is like part of your core friend group. And you are not sure what you should do. Like, should you put your foot down and be like, no, I should invite this person? Or should you stand by your man? What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. She did say to the girl's face, mm-hmm. Aren't you embarrassed that he got you that ring?
Do you also watch Selling Sunset?
Of course I do.
I am obsessed.
I had to mute myself because I wanted to talk through your whole thing.
I know.
I have so many opinions. Okay. But yes, everyone talks shit behind her back and to camera.
Yes.
But only one person straight up to her face. I don't know. Did she say you're embarrassed or like, are you okay? How did she say it?
I think she was like, okay, are you okay with it? Like, and also, wait, are you completely caught up?
I have not watched the current season.
Okay. This person does prove themselves to be like maybe the ultimate villain above Christine.
Okay. Here's the thing. I kind of respect her though, because I think she's a better real estate agent. The show Selling Sunset.
She is for sure.
Yes, about high-end real estate in West Hollywood and in the Hollywood Hills and other places, I guess. But It's a this. It's the. I mean, it's got to all be fake, right? But it's a. It's a. What's the name? I can't remember the name of
Oppenheim Group.
Oh yes, the Oppenheim Group, which is right, and it's right on Sunset, like up, in on the Strip, like but up near like past Equinox and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two men who run the whole thing. And they're little twins.
No
little
way.
Twins.
And they're twins.
Little shaved, bald, tan twins.
Very tan, very white teeth twins.
Very white teeth. And I, yes. And they probably.
Like if Dick Clark could split Station Style from Bill and Ted Go to Hell.
But bald.
Bald and little.
But bald and little.
And with like little shark
Dick
eyes.
Clark
little,
is little.
Dark shark eyes.
Yes, they definitely could be part shark. And only imply, only hire like very attractive women, white women. I mean, mm-hmm. It's not a like,
season three introduces a woman.
Yes,
yeah.
But really they just gave her like a promotion and then treat her badly from what I've seen.
Well, it's not great.
But yeah, the race thing is not the key to it. I'm just saying like, it's not like, whatever.
It's very, very clear what look they're going for.
Yes, and very like it's very West Hollywood woman thing too.
And it's very
my God,
like
they're tiny.
Yeah,
they're tiny men.
Well, wait, how tiny are we talking here?
Like so, tiny, like 2 feet shorter than all the women in it.
What?
And it doesn't matter that the women are wearing Louboutins. Like
yeah, the women
short.
Are wearing crazy heels all the time. But no,
like little, really little.
I mean, a cute, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
not
like I mean, they're definitely. All of the people in the show are very kept.
And they're very
they
jacked.
They make efforts to be, to look good, to sell these ridiculously expensive homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
and,
so then like any
drama,
anything that's happening between them then has to be like, right? Like everything is part of like a huge power dynamic thing. And
yes.
So like, you've got to be flexing all the time.
Well,
that's
their entire
estate,
job
baby.
Is like power dynamics, and it's also all like selling a lifestyle, right? Because it's like they're not only like their whole like the whole arc of like half of season two and half of season three are like they're trying to sell this $40 million house, and
it isn't finished.
Maybe it isn't finished. So they're just like bringing people into like this like site, construction site, and being like, you could like imagine, like the thing that they always talk about is like they're like, this is the biggest house that has ever been built in the Hollywood Hills, and they're not allowing people to build this big of houses anymore in the Hollywood Hills, and they're so obsessed with specifically the Hollywood Hills, like they go to Los Feliz at one point and they're like, where are we?
Oh my God, one girl is like, you know what, there are some fancy houses in the valley, and everyone's like,
yes. Yeah,
gross.
Yeah. They're like, wow, Chriselle, you can take over the valley, disgusto.
But like, yeah, people buy and sell homes everywhere. That's not.
Yeah. They think the valley is absolute trash.
But I do have opinions on your hot take. So,
yeah,
obviously. So
this is Romaine, Mary's fiance, who are we? OK, I don't want to sound mean. Are we worried about consent issues for Romaine?
He's very young and not very smart.
like truly, like I am concerned. Like every time he's on, like he's, I'm just worried about.
Okay,
like,
here's
what
the other
they
piece
have to
of Romaine that
oh,
I think
his
is
poor
true.
Face.
I think he fakes not speaking English. Like he's French.
Oh yes, for sure, for sure.
But he will pretend not to understand English.
Mm-hmm.
But he does. He's
well,
because
he can hear when people are talking shit about him.
He knows exactly. He can get tone and subtext out of shit talk. Then he can speak enough English to be able to communicate with his girl, his fiance. But instead, he just will just shut down. And be like, I can't. He's like, I don't understand. You're talking too fast. And you're like, that's not it, buddy. That's
also
not
like,
the issue.
She's like, can you please help me plan this wedding? And he's like, it's a girl shit. And then just refuses to help.
But to be fair to him, this is a girl who is marriage hungry. She was dating one of the little twins.
Oh my God. And the little twin. And so the little twins own the group.
Yes, but he wouldn't marry her.
Sorry, also, Kelly, did you just say the little twins own the group?
Yeah, they own like
the
Oppenheim.
They own the company. Yeah. Okay.
So they like.
No, this isn't like The Vow. There are
no
brands.
No.
There's no.
No. At least none that we know of. But there
is. Oh my God. Season four.
See. Oh my God. Dude, but like, so they're also like, they're in charge of like handing out listings, and they give like all the listings to Mary, who he used to be dating. And everyone else is like, this is weird. But like, it, so it's like there's a lot of power dynamics. Also, Ryan, do you want to hear that Micah said that I'm a Christine?
Okay. Okay. That's horrible. I don't agree.
But also maybe true.
Okay. If you had to pick of those girls, you're not a Mary.
No. And I'm not Chriselle. Chriselle's very like charity,
who you are,
sweet.
Though, and this is not just because she's the best. You're Israeli Miami woman.
Oh, she's great. Yeah. Fuck.
What is her name? Michael, she's the best.
Maya.
Maya. Maya's the best. Now, Maya, her husband and children, I think, live in Miami.
Oh, yeah. She's a bi-coastal woman.
She's a bi-coastal woman. She does kind of like real estate in her free time. She doesn't really, like, she'll listen to the gossip because it's fun, but she doesn't really, like, get into it.
No. She also,
I like her.
Yeah, she's great. Like, she does seem, like, unfortunately, the villain of the series is Christine, at least from the show, trying to show us. I think you're going to turn around the woman that this is about.
Davina.
You're going to turn around on Davina if you finish the final season. Okay. Like, she does some shit that you're just like, what is happening? And you can tell she's very, very drunk. That's another thing about this show. The apologies on this show are so funny. They're all like, yes, I was drinking. But like, honestly, I was being honest. And I'm just going to say what I'm going to say because I'm a loyal friend. And you're like, what?
Okay.
Wait, that she was drinking all the time or?
Well,
no,
so
they have social events.
They have social events. And of course, there's always drama. And a lot of times there are social events mixed with work. And like someone will throw a big fit in front of like all these big brokers and embarrass all the other castmates. It's very good. I really recommend this show.
And like, this might be a season 3 thing, but this. Brilliant. And I think this is where I stopped watching because I was so tired. So the Davina thing is happening is one storyline. But there's also another storyline of a girl. And I'm calling her a girl because she acts like a girl, but she's probably 25, who is in a relationship with an older man who has children. And they've been together for 3 months.
Oh, my God.
And she's like talking about the kids and like the time that they spent together and all this stuff to her coworker, who is a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
And the single mom is like, wow, I wouldn't, you know, that's really fast, 3 months that you already have met the kids. I wouldn't introduce my kids to someone until it was like further along. And that's honestly how she says it.
Yeah.
This 25-year-old child gets so mad.
Heather gets so mad.
She's like, I can't believe you would talk to me that way. That is not appropriate. It is unprofessional. It's like, what? All she was, I get that there's subtext of judgment to that, but like, yeah, you've been dating this guy 3 months and you met his kids.
Yeah.
Not everyone's boundaries are going to be the same. And she really said that would be too soon for me. Like, she was talking about herself.
Yeah. And this is the thing that like Heather latched onto, which was that. So this is the new girl that comes in and she plays a much bigger part in season 4 or whatever the most recent season is. And she says, oh, you know, I would just be careful because, you know, you don't know. Like, if something bad happens, like, those kids are really going to be crushed. And she's like, excuse me, if we're in love. Me and Tarek are in love. And it's like, okay, well.
Okay, you're 25.
Yeah, you're 25. Tarek is older. And also Heather's always like, the paparazzi are just, like, always following me and Tarek. And Christine was like, okay, I mean, your publicist might be texting them. I don't know. and that's where Micah was like, you're Christine. And I was unfortunate is true.
Well, and the other thing about, and I'm sorry, we're really having to get into this because
I know
I didn't know Kelly had watched it.
No, okay, girl, so, we have so much to talk about. Selling Sunset. Oh, my God.
Also, and this is, I think, first season stuff, but Heather lost a lot of respect from me because she was supposed to be helping the people who stylist the house. What do you do?
Stager.
Stager. Yeah. She's supposed to be like giving her stager guidance.
Oh my God.
Set up the house.
Yes.
And instead she decided to, she took a FaceTime from her football playing boyfriend who lived in like Poland or something.
No, he is hockey. He plays hockey in Slovenia.
Sorry. Okay.
Slovakia
hockey player. She decided to FaceTime him in the middle of a business meeting, started crying, had a whole drama on FaceTime while this woman is waiting to talk to her about staging. And then the woman did the staging and she didn't like it. It's like, yeah, because you spent your meeting, you You can't get mad at someone for not reading your mind while you are crying to your boyfriend in Slovakia.
Well, also then the thing that bothered me was that, like, so I did feel like she did kind of give that woman guidance. And then the woman was like, okay, so I went a completely different way and like did it very differently. And then when she got scolded by one of the twins for like not having the house staged in time because the woman did something different, she was just like, yeah, it's absolutely my fault. And I was like, no, bitch, like that. The stager was doing some whack ass shit with like that weird bust on the table. Like, I was like, you need to A, stand up for yourself, but B, like, make sure your message is sent, delivered, and received to this stager because this person works for you.
Yes. I mean, and honestly, I feel like you probably need to a stager should not be an artist.
No.
Like, no. I get why you would want to be if you were a stager.
Yes.
But yeah, you should take direction from the person making commission.
Like, literally, like, she was like, I want clean California, like, neutral tones.
Oh, that's just, right.
Yeah, she's like, just like.
Huge Grecian. Box.
Yes. And she's like, just like, you know, like, white furniture, like, you know, white and like natural wood colors. She comes back. This house is decked out like someone's Airbnb in Taos, New Mexico. This shit is like crazy. There is a Grecian bust just like on the table. and the, oh my God. She's like, what is this? Bust and the she's like, I just feel like this isn't very neutral, like it's very large. And the stager's like, it's great, isn't it? And she's like, it's a huge bust of a man, like, in this home.
Well, so, and any of these houses, they're supposed to just like, yeah, white furniture.
Yeah, you need to have anyone boring. Can picture themselves. Yes.
Like, keep it boring.
Yeah. Oh, and there was like that animal skin rug.
No.
And she's like, I just don't know if people would be really excited to come in to this home with an animal skin. I mean, this is like West Hollywood. Also, she was vegan on top of that. So it was like this whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, wow.
Okay.
Selling Sunset. So what do you think about Romaine versus Mary in this?
I think if you feel insulted by someone, you have a right to not invite them to your wedding.
Yeah.
I think that if you are marrying a man who's 20 years old, who is bullheaded and acting like a child about a snide comment when you were the one who received the comment that he wasn't even there and he can't get over it, maybe you shouldn't marry him. And I know Colin's going to say, Ryan, you're always looking for an escape hatch. I think maybe don't marry him.
Yeah.
It's not who gets invited. It's like, okay, like maybe just don't get married. I know she's trying to get pregnant. She's like in her 30s. But like, maybe don't marry him.
Yeah.
She's 40, isn't she? I think she's 46.
Because
her son, yes, her son.
46 is different from 40.
Yeah, yes. no. Yeah, so she's like 47, I think, or something like that. Her
Keeps
son
getting older.
Is 21.
Yeah, by a minute.
Her son is 21 and her husband is 25.
Ugh. Okay.
Oh, super hot. Right.
She looks great. I'm going to tell you something. She looks amazing.
Oh, she's 39.
Okay. Okay. Oh, right. She had her son very, very young.
Okay. 39. Right. But still.
She still looks really good.
She looks great. And I think that if your partner says, we can't invite this person to the wedding, I don't know what benefit you have of trying to fight. Like, right? Shouldn't you both agree that who's coming? Or who's invited?
Yeah, no, you should both agree. I think for sure you should both agree.
Well, and has he had like any other like input on like who else is like going to be there or not? Like, is this the first fight about who's going to be at the wedding?
Yeah,
this
Patrick, because that's all girl thing. Shit.
Yeah, it's girl stuff.
He doesn't do that girl
Seriously,
shit.
Seriously, he
Patrick.
Doesn't care about anything else except for if Davina comes to the wedding.
He cares if Davina's there. He doesn't even care that the venue keeps falling through. Like, the venue falls through like four times, and he's like, you'll find one.
So literally, like, they show them going out to eat, and she'll be like, do you think it should be at the beach? And he's like, And she's like, okay, what about, like, in the forest? And he's like, And she's like, okay, do you care at all? And he's like, it's a girl thing. I don't know. I do not care. And she's like, okay.
Oh, my God. Do you remember when he proposed to her in bed, and he had, like, made her breakfast in bed, but it wasn't very good?
Yeah. Yes. And she was crying, and I was like, why are we crying?
I mean, are you crying because, like, you're sad that this is your life? Because that's fair.
Because that's totally fair. Okay, we've spent 18 minutes talking about Selling Sunset, and we're trying. Poor Patrick and Colin have been silent this whole time. I'm so sorry. It's just I haven't talked to anybody about this show.
Sometimes, like, people will be talking, and you, like, don't feel part of it because you're, like, out of touch because you're past that phase.
Yeah, like you're some kind of old grandpa.
Oh, my God.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. This week we're doing grandpa ships.
Thank you. Yeah, oh, my God.
Kelly, you alerted us to the existence of this forthcoming Robert De Niro movie called The War on Grandpa? War Against Grandpa? Do you remember?
Well, considering that it's my most anticipated movie of the year,
right.
I would know. And so I am knowing that right now as I am knowing it, being The War with Grandpa.
The War with Grandpa. So it's not like a Fox News fake thing, The War on Grandpa.
The War on Grandpa, yeah.
No, but honestly, like, I read an article and BLM is trying to eliminate all grandpas. So you gotta watch out.
I mean, yeah, I feel like COVID is trying to eliminate all grandpas.
Ooh.
There we go. It's true. Oh my God, I'm just seeing the picture that you just sent, Colin. I'm sorry, I don't mean to take it back.
I mean, we're going back.
I just didn't realize that Romaine was considered the main cast. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because he's only in one of these two pictures that Colin sent over.
Okay, here's a hot take. You're at a TV show promotion, like photo shoot with your whole cast. And then your co-star is like, oh, wait, we got to get Romaine in one.
And everyone's like, but he doesn't work here.
Okay, also, you are a tiny man who runs, he's a twin, you're going to let all of your Amazon women stand behind you while you're in a tiny chair? Like, because they are tiny, and we've been calling them tiny, and I don't regret it, but look at this picture, it makes it look like they're at a different aspect ratio than the rest of the people in the picture. Like, I mean, they should either be in thrones, like really tall chairs.
But then their feet would be dangling.
No, it looks like they're warlocks and they summoned all these giant women.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And here's what I'm going to tell you. These women are not giant. That's the other thing. I mean, actually, Christine is very tall. But I'm going to tell you something. I guarantee you that like a version of these photos in which these men are standing exists. And it is being used as collateral for them, like, to join fucking DOS.
They're going to be in DOS.
Yeah, they're in DOS. They have Keith Raniere's initials on their crotch.
Oh, the vow. Okay. But The War with Grandpa is little boy's mad that Grandpa's at his house, and he tries to kick him out by doing pranks.
Yeah. So it's like Home Alone, but just against Grandpa.
It's very getting even with Dad.
Huh?
I said it's very getting even with Dad. Although Ted Danson had he was a career criminal, and that was sort of what led to the getting even part.
Yeah, and he abandoned, not just showed up.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what happens. If you're a career criminal and you abandon your child, he's going to grow up to be Macaulay Culkin, and he's going to come get you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys look at the cast list for this thing? Uma Thurman, Rob Riggle, Cheech Marin, Jane Seymour, Christopher Walken. What the fuck?
I watched the trailer. It looks funny. I mean, it's not like we're not the target demo, but the jokes were good in the trailer anyway.
I only saw the thumbnail image of it. That's my knowledge of it.
I'm sure you didn't see the whole thing.
I didn't see the whole thing. I just saw just like a second of it.
Honestly.
Frozen.
Yeah,
Colin, I think you're right. I feel like the kids will like it in the way that it's exactly Getting Even with Dad. Because I can't imagine any grown-ups wanted to watch Getting Even with Dad.
My dad hated that movie.
Yeah, it doesn't get it. Get odd with me, boy.
Well, regardless, Mogi and I will tell you guys how it is.
Thank you.
You guys are going to see it. You're going to go to the drive-in to see it.
No, they're going to break quarantine. They're going to go to actual theaters.
Yeah, it's playing at the Regal in OC.
Oh, my God, no. Okay, so you would maybe risk your life for Grandpa. Do we have any...
For the War on Grandpa.
War on Grandpa, so sorry. Do we have any Grandpa ships?
So I've got one. I've got one, a notorious Grandpa. His Grandpa-ness is a notorious aspect of him. Like, is one of the things that we can now collectively hate about this character, that he is a grandfather. Uh-huh. I'm referring, of course, to Sheev Palpatine, Emperor, the Galactic Emperor.
The worst grandpa ever.
Yeah, yeah. That's wow, so pretty... he was previously unshippable, wasn't he?
Yeah, previously unshippable. Well, and I'm going to steer him towards another unshippable, I think.
Hey, that's what okay. they're there so for.
Excited. So, you know, he's being held up by Darth Vader, shooting lightning out of his fingertips.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Darth Vader hucks him down into the great abyss. And then Star Wars as an entity has no answers for what the fuck happened to him for the next 40 years.
Right, right.
But then
right.
I guess he's back.
Yeah.
So what I think here's what I think happened. I think Palpatine is plummeting, you know, into the bowels of a Death Star that's about to be exploded. And he is, you know, content with his legacy. He knows he's got clones that are like going to be, you know, his offspring, and clones that are going to be him, and clones that are going to be Snoke and whatever. I don't know. No one knows. And he becomes, you know, one with the Force as he dies. And he goes to that. It's called the World Between Worlds, which is a space that Ezra Bridger visits at the end of Star Wars Rebels. And it's sort of like a hub for like all of space and time in the Star Wars universe. And so he's hanging out there just, you know, in his like dead Force form. And his surroundings slowly turn into a train station. Like, it was like all outer spacey and like white bridges, but everything kind of turns into a train station
where he adopts the boxcar children.
I have a hope of what it's going to be.
Okay, what is it? What is it?
And a train station. A snake slithers in.
What?
And like kind of rears up. It's like a huge snake. The snake is like 20 feet long, right?
Uh-huh.
Its head is like the size of a queen mattress, right?
Uh-huh.
And a big snake.
It's a big snake.
It's a big
and
snake.
Also, the head is 20 foot long. It's not long enough for a head
like,
that big.
You can sleep on it with your lover if you want.
It would be cozy.
Okay.
The snake rears up and like opens its mouth, and like a big like globule falls out, and it's a... like there's like a tremoring like fetal creature in there. It's fucking dead Voldemort.
Oh, what?
I thought you were gonna say, I was hoping it might be Principal Schneider gets regurgitated out of the snake.
But... yeah, and I was thinking Umbridge. We're all doing wow.
Umbridge is pretty good.
Is Umbridge
from Harry lady. Potter? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
another Harry one... Potter.
Yeah.
The I will not tell filthy lies lady.
Oh, Brittany Murphy.
No.
No.
No. She'll never tell anything.
No, but then Palpatine can just like, you know, he can get nasty with this other like being of pure hate.
No, it's perfect.
That's fine.
And honestly, I think gross. Dead Voldemort gave him the idea to come back and, yeah. you mm-hmm. know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's like, you could always, like, come back. Did you leave a whole bunch of, like, weird energy all over the universe? He's like, yeah,
I did. I left
did.
A ton of weird energy.
Then
oh,
great.
Yeah. You could come back.
Wow. So, I mean, that's amazing that, like, Voldemort is responsible for a very stupid plot thing in Star Wars.
Which, it's just, you could just write it all off. You'd be like, yeah, that's a Voldemort problem.
Yeah.
It makes as much sense as anything else. So.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. I love that.
Okay, I also picked like a fairly prototypical grandpa.
Okay.
Wait, what?
That's how Patrick introduced it, even though it was a bait and switch, because obviously we...
I said a notorious grandpa.
Okay, but it sounds like he's notorious for being a grandpa.
Yeah, that's how you said it, and I'm just trying to play off that.
You're like, you know how all grandpas are based on this very famous grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
This grandpa is often referred to as grandpa because he is grandpa to two of the titular Rugrats. Yes, I am talking about grandpa,
yes.
Lou Pickles.
Yeah.
He's just like the most... I was also thinking about doing a Walter Matthau because I feel like those are the two... When you say grandpa, if I'm not thinking of my actual grandparents, those are the two guys I think of.
Yeah.
Grandpa Pickles and, Walter Matthau. But... Grandpa Pickles, he is fun and crotchety
mm-hmm.
and not good at watching children.
Mm-mm.
But he, at some point, Tommy and crew are going to get old enough that they're riding bikes through the neighborhood and they don't need grandpa around at home. So he's going to need an activity. And who could give him better activity than Blanche Devereaux of the Golden Girls?
Wow.
So does he move to Miami then?
Yes.
Okay.
Or I think
is he bi-coastal like Maya?
He's like Maya. He visits. He's like, because Blanche, I'm not saying Blanche is giving up all the other guys on her roster.
Where do the Rugrats live?
That's true, actually. I don't think they're in California.
I'm Googling.
I feel like New York.
Honestly, they're running the streets. I feel like it's Florida.
Oh.
I mean, think of the kind of event. They get into the kind of adventures that, where I grew up, you would call the cops if you saw babies doing it.
True.
Very so pretty sure they have snow wherever they live, though.
When Google Rugrats, it says the show takes place in California.
What? Oh, okay. Okay, then bi-coastal. Just like
or
Maya.
Or, you know what? Maybe she leaves everyone behind, goes to Palm Springs. I could see her in Palm Springs.
That makes sense.
Wintering in Palm Springs. Well, I mean, it's not really wintering because Florida. Huh.
I mean, the distance is nothing when you love each other as much as Grandpa Lou Pickles and Blanche Devereaux.
That's true.
That's Kelly, good. Do you have a grandpa ship?
yeah. Oh. Okay, so this is an unshippable because I really hate this character. I've also found that, like, a group of individuals on the internet also hate this character, perhaps with more vitriol than I think is necessary, but I don't like this character. This is Grandpa Joe from Willy Wonka / Charlie and the Chocolate
Factory. Oh, what's wrong with him?
Oh, really? First of all, he just lays in the bed.
Oh, I've heard this shit before.
Okay, why is he all of a sudden?
Because he's inspired by the magic of candy, like everyone in that fucking universe.
He's inspired by candy, but not by the welts on his daughter-in-law's hands from doing laundry all day and all night.
Day,
now,
all
one
night.
Thing, Charlie can't get a job. He's a child. Okay. But
I don't
those
think that
grandparents,
was an issue back then.
Charlie was working, right? Because Charlie...
Yeah, Charlie's working, yeah.
Because that's how he gets that bread.
You're right. But the grandparents in that bed, any of them that are capable could have been helping with the money.
They're
and he
bedridden,
doesn't.
And it's the magic
no, they're
of
not.
Imagination.
No, they're not.
Yes,
no,
I'm
point.
With Colin.
Not
I think
one of them
it,
is
like
not
they're
bedridden.
Fucking all grand, no. Like swinger grandparents who just want to bed in like they're fucking John
okay,
Lennon.
Okay, so then he ditches the throuple. He ditches the throuple for a chance at glory?
No, I'm suggesting
he's
that's
inspired
not the
by
case.
The candy.
No,
this
and
is
then
some
also he smokes an entire pipe a day in that bed. You guys. And then on
that's
top of
that.
That's
a bit of a power move.
He talks shit about all the kids for like wanting to take some of the candy that Willy Wonka says don't take. And then he convinces Charlie to steal the fizzy stuff. And then he's like a fucking like industrial spy because he wants to take the everlasting gobstopper and give it to Slughorn.
Well, he was inspired by the money in that case.
Well... That's
he was
the
like
thing.
My own bed.
I think he is a man of absolutely no morals. And while I am myself in between chaotic good and chaotic neutral, unfortunately, I probably skew a little bit towards neutral. I still think that Charlie would have been better off taking his mom to go to because she deserved to go to a candy tour.
I think if he took his mom, Willy Wonka would have fallen in love with his mom and it would have screwed up everything.
Interesting.
And I mean, that
and
actually
that's
would have
just
been
like
kind of
too
a score.
Messy. Okay, here's the thing. And part of it is the performance by Grandpa Joe in the movie.
I think
because I can believe that, especially because he needed a parent, the kid needed a parent to go or needed an adult to go with him. He wanted Charlie to have what Charlie wanted. Sure. But Grandpa Joe in that movie is spry. And you also see the tricky, I think the movie, and it's not the fault of the movie, it is
he's
a great
tricky.
Moment to make. You have the Willy Wonka pretending that he can't walk with the chain, and then becoming spry. So I think that also puts in your head.
Yeah. Yeah.
People, so you're right. Maybe the movie's is ableist.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not me.
It's not me. It's the movie.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well,
I thought it's not you.
I just don't like that Grandpa Joe is like, and also he complains too much. Like when he's like, or mom is like, oh, it's been really hard to like keep this family afloat because like for 20 years, like I'm the only person that's like really been doing anything. And Grandpa Joe's like, yeah, that sucks. And she's like, well, maybe if you helped out. And he's like, I'm bedridden. And she's like, well, maybe if you just like tried setting a foot on the floor. And he's like, the floor's too cold. I'm sorry that the hard work that I do
that's not great
is too much for you to put your foot on the floor.
Look, but, guys, what's happening here is we've been turned against each other when really the government should be helping these people out, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Poverty is the enemy in Willy Wonka. Capitalism is the problem.
Right, yeah. Right. And like,
so let's not fight anymore.
Okay, but I guess I still want to get to, did you introduce this because he cannot be shipped, or do you have a solution for the Grandpa Joe?
No, I don't have a solution. I'm asking for help.
Oh, okay.
Because I think he's... Like, I personally don't enjoy Grandpa Joe.
Well, doesn't he have a wife in that bed?
Yeah, but guess what? He ditched her.
He didn't ditch her. He went out of the house for one day. That's what everyone's like, oh, he needs to get out of bed. Oh, he better not get out of bed, though.
Okay, no.
What's Grandpa Joe got to do?
The remaining three grandparents is a throuple. Okay, yeah. They're all happy.
Maybe they're better off without him.
Grandpa Joe, here's an interesting one. Because I think that they could work it out together. And it might not be fun to watch, but they would both be happier in their lives. Mrs. TV. Mike TV's mom.
Who is also married, by the way.
Well, yeah. He dies mysteriously during the tour. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I feel like they could, like, hook up, and it would give them both, like, they would just both... She would chill out.
Yeah.
You think so? You think anything can chill out Mrs. TV?
I think she'd feel like a release, a little less stress.
Yeah, and also like we've seen, Grandpa Joe can change anyone's morals if he wants. So I think he could do it.
Why don't we just ship him with like an Oompa Loompa who can then get like citizenship and like get out of that factory servitude?
No, because do you think Grandpa Joe wants his Oompa Loompa husband to not be working those fucking 18-hour shifts?
We've also shown that he is a capitalist pig, and he would probably rather sell those Oompa Loompas to Slughorn.
Maybe it's Slughorn.
Him and Slughorn?
Like, he goes to Slughorn.
But Slughorn's not real. Slughorn's an actor.
Well, he's an employee of Willy Wonka. Hold on. He's like an accountant or some shit.
So, hold on. I thought Slughorn Industries was a company.
Yeah,
no, it's not real.
Huh?
It's all a setup.
Yeah, it's a setup.
No, okay.
I think he's a lawyer. I think he's Willy Wonka's lawyer.
Oh.
Yes, the guy who says I'm Slughorn in the... But
isn't there a company?
There's a company. He knows...
Like, he's not just making up an entire, like, industry giant competitor.
So you're saying the actual owner of Slughorn Industries,
Slugworth. It's Slugworth, because Slughorn is from fucking Harry Potter. Okay,
so you're suggesting a character that we never see in the movie? Okay,
all right. Okay, so this is the headcanon.
Fine, ship it.
He goes to him before, and that's why, like, the reason why he wants to get in so badly for Willy Wonka is to prove his love to Slughorn.
I'm into it.
Interesting. So the real Slughorn, not Christopher Lloyd, comes to the house because remember, Joe is still bedridden at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And like whispers so none of the other grandparents can hear.
He does candies. He does. He writes letters on
the wrappers
of candies.
Oh my God.
Also, I got to loop back to this.
What?
Do you think that the actor is Christopher Lloyd who plays Slugworth?
Is it not? Who is it?
Just some British guy?
Yeah,
I think it's a creepy
British guy.
I think he's done other creepy stuff. His name is Gunther Meisner.
Oh, he's not British.
Oh, interesting. I always...
Meisner?
yes. yeah, he was in a lot of German movies. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there was anything. I guess he's just that good in Willy Wonka that his face is etched in my brain.
Does he even look a little bit like Christopher Lloyd, or did I just completely do a deep fake in my own mind?
No, I mean, you did a deep fake, but I could see it. I think I think he's much older than...
Yes.
Christopher Lloyd
wouldn't be.
Yeah, this guy is born in 1926. I'll now look up when Christopher Lloyd was born.
But also, his look in this looks a lot like Christopher Lloyd's character in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. So I understand
why. I think there it is.
The cross wires.
You hit it. For sure. That's 100% it.
The headshot I'm looking at, he looks just like Peter Cushing, Tarkin from Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Oh, Colin, he totally looks like Christopher Lloyd. You guys are crazy.
He looks like Christopher Lloyd in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. He looks like that character.
He looks like Judge Doom.
Judge Doom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, that's true. What's your grandpa ship?
I don't have a grandpa ship. I have a grandma ship.
Ooh.
The war on grandma?
That's
no!
Right. The war on grandma is like, I don't know. I know it's double standardy, but it just it makes me sad, and I don't like it. Leave grandma alone.
Yeah, leave grandma alone.
Yeah. So mine is pretty straightforward. I really like Andy and Trish from the 40-year-old girl, 40-year-old boy. What the fuck? 40-year-old virgin, yes.
Boyfriend, girlfriend, is that what you're going to say?
Yes. Boyfriend? They're boyfriend and girlfriend and fiance and spouse.
I don't know if I remember these characters.
Yeah,
it's been a while
I
since I saw this movie.
So they are like the main relationship. So Trish owns the she is the hot
grandma.
Oh,
I forgot she was a grandma.
And
okay.
Kind of like the first I think the first popularization of the term GILF in our society came from this movie.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But yeah, she's got three kids and one of her kids has a kid and that makes her a grandma, and they have a nice little laugh about it. She's embarrassed about being a grandma, but Andy doesn't care about that stuff. He just really likes her. And,
yeah.
You know, they have a small business together, sort of, where she's selling all his shit. You know, he has his dishonesty, but they get through that, and they work it out, and they get married, and they love each other and sing a song, and then the movie's over. I don't know. I just always liked them.
I like them, too.
Do we ever meet the...
The eldest daughter? No.
Yeah. Because I could remember was the younger daughter, Kat Dennings. Shouldn't she have just asked her sister for sex advice?
Yeah.
Well, why is she making Andy deal with it? If you have a sister that's 10 years older than you and has a kid and like doesn't live in the house, like, well, I don't know. Would you reach out to a sibling that distant?
Over Andy Stiltzer?
Wow.
There are certain parts of that movie that like don't age well, but it is still like very, very funny. The part where he's like trying to put on condoms and he says, over the balls. I'm like, oh my God. And there's like hundreds of condoms on the ground. That's really funny. And when he compares a boob to a bag of sand is also very funny.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Classic moment.
Mm-hmm. Colin, I think it's interesting that you shout out 40-year-old virgin as the first time GILF is in the like popular lexicon, 2005, right? And then American Pie is the first, like, that's where MILF enters the lexicon, right? 1999.
Yeah. So what happened 6 years after 40-year-old virgin? Great GILFs?
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 Did we get a step up?
I bet a Workaholics episode had a GILF.
I'm sure.
Sounds right.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.